We're gonna be late. Why isn't Tony here?
Maybe your face in the window scaring him away.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, you know Tony. He wouldn't be late unless it's something very important.
198, 199, 200!
3 hours of basketball, 4 enchiladas, and I'm still light on my hands.
Pay up. He's my idol. Thanks again for taking us all out to eat.
Oh, that's all right, Ernie. You know, I'm always in a generous mood after a victory. And when my man Tiny's on a diet.
Where have you been all this time?
Angela, we won. We were celebrating. We won.
Tony scored the winning basket. He's my idol.
Congratulations, but we're supposed to meet Ted and Elaine for dinner.
Oh, we are?
Yes, Tony. You marked it on the calendar.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Big letters, too.
What'd you forget?
Well, you know, the guys, they dragged me out for Mexican food. You know how the guys are. It won't happen again, honest.
Okay, but you better get dressed. We don't have much time.
Okay. Hey, by the way, I'm really, really sorry.
Okay.
Yeah!
What?
I'm really, 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 really sorry. Oh, really?
Hey, time was you'd have just said, hey, we went out for Mexican, back off. But I guess your combination plate ain't got no frijoles.
Wait a minute, what was that, Ernie?
Hey, let's face it, Maselli, your hand packed. Mm-hmm.
Used to be my idol.
Wait, I am not handpacked.
Tony, are you coming?
Oh, right, right behind you, sweetie.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two.
I never thought I'd see it. Tony Maselli under a woman's thumb? Are you sure you're Italian?
Oh, now, wait a minute. You guys are just jealous because I got a woman who cares about me.
Well, so do I. But let me tell you something, pal. I'm the one who wears the pants. She cooks, she cleans. I can stay out all night. I never get any lip.
Ernie, you live with your mother.
So, she's still a woman.
Well, let me explain something to you. See, Ansel and I, we're equals, you know? Nobody's in charge. I mean, in this relationship, we both wear the pants.
If they both wore the skirt, we'd really worry.
All I can say is when you put that ring on her finger, she put the ring through your nose.
Oh, come on, man. It's not like that.
It starts small. First, they want to spend a little bit more time with you.
Next thing you know, they're telling you what to wear.
And how to act.
Planning your every move.
Yeah, before you know it, you're trailing after her at some mall with her packages in one hand and her purse in the other.
A weenie.
Oh, no. What a fighty tone. Do not go gentle into that good night.
Good night, Al. Come on, get out. The best of you. Get out. Come on.
But rage against the dying of the light.
Come on. And so ends another meeting of the Brain Dead Poet Society.
It's really late. Look what time. Now, Angela's just going to have to learn that, you know, I'm not going to rush, you know.
Tony! Get already?
I'm just gonna shower and change.
Tony, you know, you probably want to wear a tie. You know how fussy they are at LaFleur.
Okay, no problem.
Maybe the red paisley.
Okay.
It goes really well with your blue suit.
Hey, Angela, what about my underwear? Boxers or briefs?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just that I'm just not used to you telling me what to wear.
Oh, I'm not. I was just making a suggestion.
Oh, okay. Fair enough, fair enough.
But be sure not to cut it this close next week when we go to the ballet.
The ballet?
Remember how I told you I dreamed of being a dancer after I saw the Ballet d'Avignon when I was little? And you promised to take me if they ever came back to New York?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just that, you know, I just didn't think it would happen any time while I was living.
Take it easy. My head is still killing me there.
Hey, I don't know how you did it, Tone. You know, making a winning shot while taking an elbow from Stretch.
Well, it's better than taking an elbow from Shorty.
That's too bad you're not going to make that poker game tonight, Tone.
Hey, Tiny, don't remind me, huh?
You know, I'm really looking forward to it. I never played poker before. Am I bringing enough dough?
I could have been rich.
Yeah, tough luck, Tone. It's a crying shame the little woman won't let you out of the house tonight.
Tiny, that's not the way it is. It was my decision to take her to the ballet. Let me explain something to you. Couples should share each other's passions.
Share each other's passions? Now she's taking control of his mind.
Like in that Star Trek, where they implanted a device in Captain Kirk's head. You know, every time he tried to think for himself,
Al, why don't you go where no man has gone before? Huh?
You mean like the ballet?
Get out. Take it easy, guys.
Oh, Tony, you're here and right on time.
Yeah, I'm going to shower and change, and then it's off to Swan Lake.
Oh, silly. It's not Swan Lake. It's the Nutcracker.
Tell me about it.
I'm sorry.
Look, I just need an aspirin. You know, I took an elbow while we were playing a game. Look at that shot I took.
Oh, that's really nasty. Does that hurt?
Oh, no, not too bad. Of course it hurts if you're going to pound on it.
Do you feel well enough to go tonight?
Oh, yeah. You know, do we have anything stronger than an aspirin?
Oh, you're really hurting, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but, you know, what kind of man am I if I can't stand a little cranial pressure, you know?
Gosh, Tony, sit down. I hope you don't have a concussion.
Oh, no, I doubt it. But you know something, Angela? If I doze off during the ballet, smack me hard. You know, because it might be dangerous to lose consciousness, you know?
Well, I'm going to call the doctor.
No, you're overreacting. It's just a bump.
Well, I think you should stay home anyway.
Oh, well, then, you know, you'd have to go to the ballet by yourself.
Oh, no, that's all right. I'll just take Mother.
Come on, it'll be fun. Oh, you get all depressed and whiny, thinking you could have been a dancer. It is a night of agony.
Go get dressed now.
You've only just begun to know pain.
Mona, you should be thanking me. You get a great night out on the town, huh? And I'm stuck here all alone, lying on the couch, just me and the ESPN cheerleader competition. Oh, it's not the ballet, but I'll take it.
And the cheerleading competition continues with the squad from Mississippi Central.
Give me an M! Give me an I!
Well, I'm gonna go take one. You probably won't be done. Hello, hey, what are you guys doing here?
I forgot my wallet.
Oh, I found it. It's on the table.
Oh, great.
Baryshnikov, I thought you'd be in your ballet shoes by now.
Please, I'm sorry, Twinkle Toes. I decided to stay home.
I don't believe it. You actually stood up to her.
Well, I'm here, ain't I?
All right. What'd you tell her?
Well, I told her, I don't feel like going.
And how did she take it?
She took it, that's right, yeah. I told, hey, you want to go to the ballet? Take your mother.
Oh, king of the house.
Hey. Watch it there, Tiny. You almost got some exercise.
Hey, great, so you're free. You can play poker.
I was going to hang around the house and keep an eye on the kingdom, you know.
Hey, no problem. We'll move the game here. Let me call Vinny.
Okay, well, I guess we could play for a little while.
Oh, hey, guys, what's going on?
It's poker time.
Oh, great, I'm in.
Oh, hold on there, Jonathan. Take it easy. What are you kidding me? This is, you know, this is more a grown-up guy thing, you know.
Oh, I see. Does Mom know about this? Okay, five cards stud, Texas Hold'em, deuces, suicide kings, and one eye jacks wild.
Between the kid and Al, I'm getting cleaned out. I've never seen such a poker face. How do you do it?
Huh?
I fall.
All right, come on, let's go, huh? Give me two cards. Hey, Freddy, get that, will you? Whoa!
Tony, it's on you.
All right, $2.
Pizza guy!
Okay, I got two pepperoni, one sausage.
I got three diet specials, though. These must be for you.
Hey, she knows you. All right, Ernie, can we finish this, please?
Okay, I call.
Okay, read them and weep. Hey, girls, look at this here, huh? Thank you, pizza gals. My luck, it's a changing.
Tony!
For the worse. Well, heck, now it's really a party. Angela's back, and early to boot.
Drop the act, you're dead.
Oh, no, these girls are just here delivering a pizza, and I was congratulating them for getting it here in under 30 minutes. Thank you very much, ladies. Thank you. Now drive carefully and stay in school.
I can't believe I fell for that story about you not feeling well enough to go tonight.
Not feeling well? That's not the way we heard it.
You guys seem to recall something about the king of the house laying down the law.
Yeah. Is that what you said, Your Majesty?
Oh, Your Majesty. That was Your Majesty. Well, not exactly.
I see.
Ooh.
Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown. Hey, Shakespeare in the Park. I had the big concession.
Excuse me.
Oh, poor Tony. Let's play.
Hey, this isn't what it looks like.
No? Looks to me like a bunch of guys drinking beer, smoking cigars, flirting with girls, and playing cards.
Well, sure, on the surface. But if you look deeper, you'll see that, you know, it wasn't my fault. I mean, they just showed up. What could I do?
Could have told them no. Had no trouble saying that to me.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Angela. Who's the one who said I should stay home in the first place?
I only said that because I thought it might make your head feel better.
It worked.
Come on, it never hurt that much. You were just playing on my sympathy.
Hey, whoa, hey. What are you saying, Angela? I planned this whole thing. So, as soon as you left, I called the guys. I said, come on over. Angela's gone?
I don't want to hear about it. I don't care how it happened. I just want everybody out, okay?
No.
No?
Those are my friends out there, and I'm not throwing my friends out.
Oh, really?
That's right, yeah. And then let me tell you something. You throw my friends out, you throw me out, too. Sam, anybody home?
Who could that be?
Quiet. Probably just some lunatic.
Sam, open up. It's your father.
See, it's not a lunatic.
Oh, that's right. You haven't met him yet.
Hey, what's going on in there? I hear voices.
Nothing, Dad, nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry to... Nothing, Sam? You call this nothing?
Dad, we're just studying. What are you doing here?
Bed check. What's his name?
Hank. And yours?
I'm her father. I don't need a name.
What are you, like a boyfriend or something?
Well, we've gone out a few times.
Well, more than a few.
Yeah? Probably think you're in love.
Well...
Ha! I spit on love!
Dad,
I'm telling you, when love walks in, respect and compassion go flying out the door. It all becomes an ugly struggle for control, like two crazy people fighting over the steering wheel of a runaway car.
Oh, you and Angela had a fight.
I don't want to talk about it.
We won't push it then, Dad. See ya.
Sam.
You know, men and women, it just doesn't work. We should live on separate continents, you know, and only meet like on neutral territory, like Switzerland. And then only to perpetuate the species.
Boy, you've really been put through the ringer, haven't you?
Well, Dad always says, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Way to hang tough, Dad.
Learn from my mistakes, Hank. Hank, my boy, learn from my mistakes. I thought she only wanted to love me, but no, that wasn't enough. She had to take control of every facet of my life.
Well, it's a dirty job, Dad, but someone's got to do it. Come on. Here we go.
Where's your compassion? I mean, look at him.
Okay, you're right.
Great. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks, Hank.
Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. This is that Angela's got me so crazy, I'm so upset.
Well, let's talk about it. Okay, so you feel like she's controlling your life?
Exactly, Sam, exactly. It's all coming down, just like Tiny and Ernie and the rest of the guys said.
You've been discussing male-female relationships with them?
None of them have any women problems.
None of them have any women, Dad.
Oh, they were right this time, Sam. They were right. I mean, ever since Angela and I got engaged, she's changed. She doesn't even trust me anymore.
Yeah, well, telling me all this is not going to do any good. You should really just go home and talk to her.
No way, Sam. I ain't crawling back there. I get my pride.
Yeah, well, if you don't go home, where are you going to stay? Oh, no.
Just for tonight, Sam.
Okay,
good, because you know why? Angela Bauer has to learn that no woman pushes Tony Maselli around.
Dad, feet.
Okay. Everybody relax. I decided to come back.
You've been out?
Yes, I've been out all night.
Really?
Oh, give me that, Angela. You knew I was out. Are you kidding?
Tony, after you left with the guys, I went to bed. I just got up.
Really?
Yeah. She just chipped off the night cream.
You know, you try to make somebody's life miserable and they take all the fun out of it, huh? How could you sleep after the fight we had last night?
Well, Tony, I didn't think you were going to stay out all night in some childish attempt to get even.
And I thought you knew me.
Well, obviously, I don't. Is this what you're going to do every time we have an argument? Run away from home?
No. I only run away from home when I feel like I'm being controlled.
I am not controlling you.
Oh, you are not controlling me?
I am not.
You are not controlling me. What's this?
What?
Let's take a look right over here, Angela. What is this here? You got me booked into the millennium. I mean, what do you call that?
I call it a relationship. Doing things together.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever happened to the Angela who didn't push me to do things I didn't want to do?
Well, what happened to the Tony Maselli who didn't have to be pushed?
Oh, please. The idea is that you... Hey, did you do enough writing?
No, please. You're getting spittle in my coffee.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, why don't you just leave? We'll settle this ourselves.
Yeah, wow,
by yelling at each other. Hey, wait, I'm going to help you work through this. Tony, give me a hand.
Yeah.
Now, Tony, you love Angela. Mm-hmm. And you enjoy this relationship. Mm-hmm. You just don't want a lot of limits put on your freedom.
Is that so wrong?
And Angela, you have dreamed of a relationship like this for a long time. I thought so.
Oh, I'd like to give you...
And all that you ask is that he want to spend as much time with you as you want to spend with him.
That's right. We have a problem. We are at an impasse.
Right. So, when you hit a little snag like this, just remember, neither one of you is much of a catch.
guys. Look, come on, we can make this work, can't we?
Well, I think so. I think all we have to do is compromise.
Right, and you know where we start? Where? We start with our schedules. Come on over here. Let's take a look here now. All right, you got Miss there. We're there. Oh, now look here. For instance, on the 17th, I see that you've got penciled in that we're going to the museum. Which, you know, is not exactly my cup of tea.
No problem. You're free not to go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay, great. Now what about the day after? I'm not doing anything
see,
there.
I have a baby shower, see?
Oh. Oh, well, so much for doing things together.
No, wait, Tony. I'm not doing anything today, and according to the calendar, either are you.
Oh, well, that's because I forgot to write golf with Ray. See that there? But you know what? I'm canceling, and I don't want to take... I won't take no for an answer. No. Because let me explain something to you. I want to do today whatever it is that you want to do today, okay?
You mean it?
Absolutely, Angela.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, Tony, this will be great.
Good, yeah.
You can come with me to the salon while I have a facial and a manicure.
Oh!
And then I want to go to check out the new spring line of blue. And you know what? This is going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
You can sit down, and I'll put on the dresses, and I'll model them for you.
Oh!